Oh, look, I think these type of milestones, it's always fun to hit them. I guess it means you've been around for a little while, played a few games, had a few trainings. But, you know, I think it's one of those things you probably look back on more when your career is done. But in the moment, you're kind of just focused on the day-to-day, and I think things kind of creep up on you sooner than you think they will.
Did you ever think you'd get to 350?
Oh, look, I had no clue how long I could play in this league. You know, you just kind of come in, you take it year by year, really. I've been fortunate to be in a great club like Perth, and I guess to rack up pretty much my whole career here is something I take a lot of pride in.
You've won a couple of championships, been one of the best players of the NBL in the past sort of decade or so. Where does it rate amongst the achievements that you've been able to do today?
Oh, look, I don't know where you kind of leave those for other people to decide. I guess for myself, it's more about the championships and the teammates that you've had and the special moments that we've created here over, I guess, my 11 years here at Perth. We've had some great moments, and those things you really cherish, and to be able to do it with a group of guys that we've had through my career has been pretty special.
Speaking of championships, you're well qualified, you've won a couple now, but where do you sort of see this team and do they have the capabilities to make sure you get another one?
We definitely have the capabilities. I think we've set ourselves up pretty nicely with a good run home, and I think history will tell you if you finish first, you got a great chance. So that's something we've really got to try and gun for, that home court advantage. You see, when we play at home, we get 12,000 fans behind us. We're a tough team to beat. So it's these next few weeks are going to be crucial to our chances, and we know that we've got to show up every night to be able to get these wins. This league is tough. I mean, 8 teams, so much talent in the league. You look at every team, it's you're going to have to bring it every night to be able to get a win.
Yourself this year, you've been coming off the bench a little bit and having a little bit of impact off the bench. What are you sort of trying to do personally for the rest of the year, and what can you bring to the side?
Look, I think it's going to be different for some games. Maybe we need a little scoring spark sometimes. Other times it's just bringing energy, using my experience. I think hopefully 350 games, I can use that experience, especially coming down to the crunch time of the season, just making sure we have the ball in the right people's hands and get the right shot. And then defensively, just being active and talking it up.
Sean, I think when you had your 300th, you joked that there was a reason you had the 42 in your back. Keep going to your 42. How long do you think you can keep going?
I don't know. I turned 35 this week, but my daughter was telling me I was 53. So, you never know. At this stage, you kind of just take it year by year. I'm still enjoying the game. I'm still trying to improve and help this team win. And I think and that's the biggest thing. If you continue to be an impact, help teams win, then I think hopefully you can stay in the league a little bit longer than normal.
Often when you guys say that, like, when it comes to an end, it comes to an end really quickly. Have you felt any signs for yourself that you're slowing down or anything like that, or do you feel just as good as you have in the last few years?
Oh, look, physically I feel good. I think you reducing the minutes, you don't have that. There's a big difference between playing probably 10, 15 minutes versus playing 30, 35 the next day when you wake up. So I think that's been helpful for me just to stay healthy during the year. And I think we're just going to have to wait and see with those type of things. To be honest, that's the farthest thing from my mind at the moment. We're trying to get that that next championship, and these next few weeks are going to be crucial. It's when you get down to the business end of the season, the weeks really fly by, and you just got to make sure you're switched on, because it could be one play here or there that makes the difference.
And Cairns, I think I heard Trevor saying that he's a little worried about this game. Wondered if you might be as up for it as maybe some of the top teams you've got coming up.
I think Cairns is a tough team. They showed that they've got the capabilities to knock off the top teams, and they've also with just how they went last year, they're finished first. They made it to the grand final, so we've got a lot of respect for them as a team and the players that they have, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us. Each game we played them has been tough this year, so I think we're looking forward to it, because they're a good defensive team, and I think those are the type of teams that we're going to play come playoff time.
It's a very different Illawarra the other night, who are, of course, a great defensive team, so you just change things up a bit or just keep playing?
Well, I think you've also got to look at the personnel and how teams play. Obviously, they've got a different system. They're a bit more controlled cans, so you got to really be switched on with the scout and knowing what you're doing, because they're pretty disciplined with their offensive structure, and it can make it tough if they're hitting their shots.